This Saturday is the 4th of July, and some plans had to get changed and rearranged with the city of Las Cruces, but they are having the telecast on Saturday of the entries for what we could call an alternate electric light parade, right, Jess?
That's right. Many groups and entities are submitting photographs to the city for that telecast on Saturday, July 4th. It'll be on Comcast Channel 20 and CLC TV. Elba Ostreich of our staff got a great pic of a patriotic group of competitors for that city contest and the virtual parade. You can check that out on page one. And, of course, whenever you talk about fire or the 4th of July, then you're talking about fireworks as well. And on pages 14 and 15, if it has to do with local fire service and fireworks, Mike Cook found a way to write about it this week. The package of stories is so big that he put together, we had to devote two open pages to it. So page 14 and 15, if there's anything you want to know about local fire service or fireworks, that's where you're going to find it. We go from fireworks, which are celebrating the birth of the nation, and we transition now to go to our arts section and talk about a veteran whose service inspired a local artist to the point that he repainted the man's Cadillac. And the custom paint job that he did commemorates the soldier's sacrifice and service while serving our nation. It's on page 20. It kicks off our art section. Some great photographs of the car and a good photograph of the artist. Again, that's a Mike Cook story, and it's a really good one. It's inspiring, yeah. The way that people find ways to give back. Also, this kind of goes back to fireworks because pets don't react well to them, and we know that. The city of Las Cruces just added a new feature to its website to help people pinpoint where stray animals have been reported in town. I interviewed Clint Thacker up at the Animal Services Center in the Mesilla Valley about how he thinks that new web feature may help take some strain off his facility and how the facility is doing overall anyway with the new brand new facility in the planning stages. Got a pretty good story out of that. And then turning over to the religious side of things, on page 26 we have our religious page. Every month we run a column by Rabbi Larry Carroll and a piece by Father Gabriel. And this week, June 30th was Rabbi Carroll's last day. He's going into retirement after 39 years as a rabbi. And so this column that he's going to have for us to read on Friday offers up some great lessons about leadership and the issues that he and other faith leaders have had to confront in order to keep their ministry strong amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So some really nice words. They aren't parting words. He's going to be writing for us every week for the foreseeable future. So we'll still look forward to his wisdom, but this is a really special column, I think, that we've got to run for him.
You know, things have been tough for high school seniors, and I can't imagine how much tougher it would be if you found yourself in a foreign country during all of this. And that's exactly what's happening right here in Las Cruces.
Right here in Las Cruces, there's a group that's trying to find foster homes, not foster homes, but a host families who are willing to share their home with exchange students. And I'm real familiar with the exchange student process because I was an exchange student to the Philippines way back in 1976 and 77. So not only I took that opportunity to tell a little bit about my story, and there's a picture of me, age 17, riding on a horse back in the Philippines, and to talk about how the program shaped me and what I learned from it. And I'm hopeful that it'll inspire some local families to really consider these three kids who are looking for host families here in Las Cruces for the upcoming semester and maybe for the entire school year. So there's information in that story, in addition to my story, about how you can reach the organizers and the people behind the effort to place these three students.
Thank you, Jess.
You betcha. And, of course, check it out online if you're not able to find it out in the stands. It's www.lascrucesbulletin.com. And we're also, we have presence on social media.
Have a great week and a happy Independence Day.
You too, Casey. Great talking to you.